And stay tuned right now for those two characters of many characters, CBS Radio's Bob and Ray.
Okay, then.
I'm awfully tired.
All right. From coast to coast?
That'll have you do it. Bob Elliott and Ray Gould.
I can look. I can do it perfectly well. If you're tired, I'll be very glad.
I'm bushed. We're truly bushed.
All right.
And I hate to get up and go over to the stand-up mic. I just want to sit here.
Oh, I have the microphone here. I'll be glad to.
Right.
Bob Elliott and Ray Gould take great pleasure now, ladies and gentlemen, in presenting from coast to coast the CBS Radio Network.
No, just a little too wordy, a little verbose.
Too many words. Well, I'm not used to doing it. It's one of those things you have to practice.
But the thing is, you did it for a tired buddy. I think that's the important thing.
Well, why are you so tired today?
I don't know. I can't understand why. I mean, I went up and I did my road work that I do every morning and delivered all the papers and the milk and got all the chores done, but something I do almost every day.
We have had an extremely long day in the office putting together what we think will be a very fine program in this series.
I think it's more a mental concern, Bob, that has been making me tired. I think I read that in a magazine once. That can make you very tired.
Sure it can.
You're just bugged by something. And Webley Webster's been bugging me and his fan club. And
are they still writing about those 12,000 people?
And they want him to come on and play Jealousy someday, and we just cannot seem to work it into our program somehow.
Well, it's very difficult to find the time, spread enough to allow him to play the whole thing.
And then I think I'm worried about your hair. I think that's bothering me a lot.
I'm not worried about it. Now, you've been mentioning it more and more lately. Is it more and more obvious that it's falling out?
No, it's not falling out. It's...
Well, I mean, disappearing.
Where does it go?
I don't know.
I mean, I think that's bothering me quite a bit, too. And then, of course, Vic Cowan's trousers really burned me up.
Those clown pants you wear.
Oh, those really are the champ pants of all time, really.
You know.
They're checkered, my dear viewers, our listeners, and you ought to get a load of them sometime. They're beauties.
But who are we to be sitting here criticizing other people?
But one thing, you and I are very, very Natalie attired.
Yeah. Probably the later Natalie. Oh, yeah. Your teeth are all right, though.
My teeth haven't slipped during a program in about 5 years now, so I'm in very good
shape. I think we're all in shape then to get to the pages of a popular magazine, right?
Good.
The Armed Forces Humor feature. Humorous incidents from the armed forces, as related by actual armed forces members, Bob and Ray exclusive. And let's begin with you, Corporal. Let's hear about your humorous incident.
Well, it happened on my first day in the Army.
The U.S. Army?
That's right. Just as soon as we were assigned to bunks, the guy started to kid me about my name and everything.
Well, what is your name, Corporal?
Well, I'm Corporal Benjamin Franklin.
Well, that's certainly a venerated name.
Isn't it, though, huh?
What's the humorous incident all about, Corporal Benjamin Franklin?
Well, it happened during a thunderstorm, and most of the guys around the barracks were bored, so...
So what?
Well, they made me fly a kite during a thunderstorm.
That is a good bit of armed forces fun, Corporal, and thanks a lot for being with us.
Wait a minute. I'm not finished.
Oh.
Well, as you can imagine, I got a pretty good jolt while flying the kite, you know.
I can imagine that.
Well, when I arrived at the base hospital, a doctor, he asked me my name.
Oh.
I told him it was Benjamin Franklin.
Yes. What did he say to that?
Well, he gave me a funny look, you know, and then he asked me what had happened. Well...
Come on, Alex.
I told him I've been flying a kite. during a thunderstorm.
Well, did he wrap you in cold towels?
Oh, he stared at me for a long time, and he said, "Well, Ben, we're here to make you feel at home in the Army, and you'll be transferred to Philadelphia in the morning."
Ah! Thank you, Paul. Oh, you borrow your handkerchief.
Right.
Tears are streaming down my cheek. Thanks for that fine example of armed forces humor. And I see that our next guest is a captain in the armed forces. Captain, would you tell us about your piece of armed forces humor, please?
Well, it was during the war, and I was piloting a B-29 on this particular mission.
I see.
Well, as luck would have it, three of our engines dropped off. And they weren't properly secured by the mechanic.
Go on, Captain.
Well, the plane immediately went into a steep dive, pretty much out of control.
And what is the the humorous incident that took place, Captain?
Well, just before we bailed out, our tail gunner yelled, "They don't make them like they used to anymore."
Oh, marvelous. Simply marvelous.
Yes, that bit of unconscious military humor was the talk of the prison camp for months on end.
Kind of gave you and your gallant crew a reason for going on, I imagine, didn't it, Captain?
Yes, our constant laughter was a continuous source of irritation to our captors, sir.
It just shows you what cleverness can do, and thank you again, Captain, for appearing here on Armed Forces Humor. I tell you what might not hurt right about here. Let's inject a cultural note and a reminder of this weekend's Metropolitan Opera on CBS Radio.
Yeah, might lend a little class to the show. What's on?
Well, I think they've penciled in Beethoven's Fidelio for this time.
Oh, yeah?
Well, let's sketch in the plot briefly for the folks.
Wait a minute. Are you kidding? An opera synopsis?
Well, just the bare bones of the plot. I mean.
Well, as the curtains part, we find Prince... what's that? Vanimir and his huntsman deep in the forest on a snipe hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And he sing, or they all sing, and from a thicket comes the voice of a lone snipe.
Well, this is not your true snipe, though. This is one that used to be called Princess Grimilka before she became a bird.
I guess an evil magician put the whammy on her or something. I don't know.
But don't you think we've got everybody well enough hooked so they'll listen to the net without any more synopsis?
It's a cinch. They may find us a bit off base with the plot line, though, but...
As always, the singing is the thing. This weekend, from the Metropolitan Opera, on most CBS radio stations.
Beethoven's Fidelio. It's a real gasser.
Speaking of that, here is Natalie Attired.
Hello, everybody.
Return once again and to say a song after quite some absence. I don't think you had a song to say for a week or so, have you?
Hope you didn't mind my interrupting earlier when you said Natalie Attired. I know what you meant, and it's always, of course, my name has always led to us. People always poking good-natured fun at me.
Well, I suppose my
folks really should have thought about Natalie when they realized the combination of the two names.
Well, it worked out very well. At least it's
they didn't care. I suppose it was a joke to them.
I guess so. Well, Eddie is all set.
Burden to me all my life, though. I wish parents, though, would be a little more careful when they name little ones.
Well, it is a difficult thing to work. A name and be able to figure out what's going to happen later. Now, you've been rehearsing a popular current
this
song.
This one is called I Want to Be Loved.
Well, that's a beauty, a beauty.
I hope you have plenty of time. This isn't too short. It's a little long, but it's an interesting story, and I'd like to get going now. Eddie,
all
if
right.
you would, please. Well, I know something there's bound to be.
Wait a minute, Eddie.
Yeah, let me start
over.
Going back to the top, huh?
To right to the top. Well, I know something there's bound to be. A boy who'd really care for me. Somebody that really loves me. Somebody to kiss and hug me. The boy I'm dreaming of is gonna love me like I wanna be loved. Well, I hope someday he'll come my way and love me faithfully. I hope he'll understand me. I'm hoping his heart demands me. The boy I'm dreaming of is going to love me like I want to be loved. Well, if I ever find the boy I'm looking for, I'm going to treat her, or treat him, just as good as I can. I want to give her everything, I want to give him everything his heart desires. Say now, don't you understand that I need somebody
who wrote
to her? What's the matter, Eddie?
Oh, boy, this is a long number. I'm tired.
Your arms are tired?
Yeah.
Well,
it is longer than usual.
Gee, you're not even halfway through it, Natalie, and Eddie's arms are tired, and the show is only 15 minutes.
We could do it as material, maybe do another chorus of it tomorrow.
Eddie, is there anything we can get you? I mean, have you been exercising your arms or what?
Well, we haven't. We've been rehearsing this thing all day.
Yeah.
And just a little too much, that's all. 15 choruses of the thing.
You know, if I were you, I'd try push-ups. They really can strengthen your arm. I know.
Yeah, well, you're not.
Ted Williams, the famous ball player, used to do push-ups, but he didn't use his hands. He used his fingers. Did you know that?
Audience?
Yes.
I did.
So, keep that in mind. I think that would be a good idea for you.
I think I might
edit
try
it,
those.
Edit it down a little bit, huh?
Push-ups. With his fingers, my word.
Oh, strong arms, strong fingers.
Yeah.
Will you bulbarize that and bring it back in shortened form at some later date?
I don't know what you mean when you use that word. You
just
use it all
it
the
down,
time just to confuse me.
No, I mean, just make it short.
Bulbarize.
We would like to announce that that great husband and wife impersonating team, the Nuttings, can't be here today as we
have
hoped.
You don't know how lucky you are, folks. And we hope they won't be here for the rest of the season.
The Wire said they were flying in over the weekend, Mr. and Mrs. Nutting.
Oh, they are.
So we may have to put them on next week.
Well, Bob, why don't you sketch in their background? I know they're relatives of yours, and you know
they're very
more
distant.
About them.
Mrs. Nutting is a very distant relative of mine. I think it's like a third cousin or something.
Yeah, but it's a relative nonetheless. Now, come on.
Well, that has nothing to do with their being on the show. I haven't seen them for years.
Does it have anything to do with their being a little, wacky?
Oh, lad, it might. Yeah.
I know the name is very apt for them.
They've been playing in nightclubs and doing their famous impersonations for quite a while now.
Well, do they impersonate husband and wife teams? Is that it? Or do they impersonate?
No, they just do famous people. I understand they've revised their whole act, so they have a lot of new voices here.
And they're flying in over the weekend, huh?
Right.
Good.
So they'll check in at the hotel and we'll look for them. We have time to go into the audience just for a little bit here. I think we do. Maybe have a minute or so.
See if anyone has any gum, Bob.
Him.
How about you, sir?
No, him.
No, him, yes. You.
All right.
Can I talk to you?
Me.
Do you have any gum?
Yes, I have.
Please.
All right, I'm going to get up. It's right out of the seat here.
No, I mean fresh gum, new gum.
Oh, no.
Does anybody here have any?
I have some.
Could I have some, please?
All right.
So will you wait right there and I'll take it up to Ray because he wanted it for him. Hey, Ari.
Thank you very much. I'm going back down to the back. I hate to be an old crank, but this isn't my favorite flavor ever, at all.
What's that?
I say this flavor isn't my favorite, Bob.
Do you have any other flavor, man, that...
Well, you shouldn't lift or look a gift horse in the mouth, that... Big clod.
Well, I know, but he doesn't like that particular kind of gum.
I'm not giving him any. I had to pay good money for it. I didn't stand up there and say...
Sir, I'm sorry. I didn't have time to chat with you.
Lady, why don't you hire a hall?
I would like to talk to you maybe if you can come back at some later time.
I've never been so solid in my life.
We'll be back to say hello in just 10 seconds.
See y'all again real soon. Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to ride if you get worried.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Gratefully saluting the golden anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America is the CBS Radio Network.
This is San Francisco, KCBS AM-FM. is CBS AM-FM.